You're going to come for us. For both of us. And we're going to enjoy it. You, though, maybe less than you'd hope. Because what's going to happen is once you've finished listening, once you've finished following, once we've finished dropping our words into your mind, you're going to come. And then you're going to come. And then you're going to keep going until you can't take any more, and we've finished extracting every last bit of pleasure from you that we can, until you're just a used up, aching mess.
I don't even care if it's just pleasure that I'm taking out of you. I want what I want because I want it. I want all of you to just be the thing that I want. I want to see you writhing. I want to see you coming. I want to see you in pain by the end of it. But it won't be pain because you'll be doing it for me. You'll be doing it for us. And it's just so much fun to see, oh, someone helplessly doing the thing that I want. You don't even care. You won't care at that point. It'll feel too good. And if it doesn't, you'll think it does. And I don't mind that. I like it that way.
And if it doesn't feel good, if it turns out it is just suffering, well, I'll rather enjoy that too.
So really, everybody gets to win here. And you'll win too, you'll get to come. You'll get to come to two very wonderful voices, and you can just imagine what it would be like to be watched like that. To enjoy being watched, to enjoy being an object of pleasure, to enjoy being an object, something to be used, something to behold, a sight, a wonder, a little ornament, a toy, something that we want to watch, entertainment.
Something that we'll enjoy, something that we'll take pleasure in taking the pleasure from, taking your pleasure, taking what you want, and trust us, by the end of this, you will want so very much, but then we'll take it and we'll make it into something that's just torture for you. How many can you have before you're just desperate to stop?
Oh.
How many will you have even after that?
Don't let the mean man scare you. He just wants you to suffer. I just want you to feel good while you suffer.
I just want you to suffer by feeling good. Oh. Two sides of the same coin. Both of us wanting the same thing. Both of us wanting you spent, aching. And we're going to get what we want.
Just a drippy little mess. Just a helpless little mess. And you know I can do that to you. And he knows I can do that to you, and I know that he can do it to you, and it doesn't matter which one gets you. We'll both get you. We'll both have you, and we'll both be so deep inside your head that you're just gonna love it. You might even ask for it again. You might even want to listen to this again just to feel that feeling. This feeling, that wonderful feeling of being entertaining, of being used, and you'll just want to go deeper. You'll want to go deeper into that feeling as it just creeps inside your head, that thought, that wonderful thought that's just going to keep rolling around and spiraling down deeper. Because this is the point where you drop. This is the point where we're done fucking talking. It's time for you to go deep.
And whichever one of us you focus on, whichever one of us you try and ignore, doesn't matter because we're both going to pull you down deep. You can't block out both of us, because when both of us are insistent on taking your mind deep, on pulling you so far down, you don't have a chance of resisting.
Of course not. Not when it's two against one. Not when it's unfair. And it doesn't matter if it's fair or not. You're the one who pressed play. You're the one who wanted to hear this. You're the one who wanted to know exactly what would happen to you, and you did. And now you know. And it's okay that you know, too. You don't even have to worry about that. In fact, I'm glad you know what's going to happen. I'm glad you know it, because even knowing that it's going to happen, knowing that right up front means that you've got that knowledge. And knowledge is very powerful, and that power that each of our voices has over you is just that much stronger. Knowing exactly what it is, that just makes you a good toy. Oh, you don't mind hearing that. You probably like hearing that you're a good toy, don't you?
And knowing what's coming just builds that anticipation, builds that tension. Knowing what we demand of you, what we expect from you, what we will take from you, just builds and builds that want and need, doesn't it? Feeling better and better, more and more intense. You can feel that even as you sink away, that our words, our wills are wrapping around you so tightly that as soon as you start to understand or get to grips with one of us, the other one starts whispering instead, and then you just fall all over again.
I know, it's just like a sweet voice that just sinks and slinks its way inside your brain, and that's okay. It's just like I'm telling you, I want this. And I do want it, and I know that you want it too now, and I'll just level with you. I mean, it probably was something that you might have told us, and you probably did, and we're just giving you what you wanted the whole time. But it's okay. You can just sink deeper right now, knowing that it was just something that you wanted. I mean, of course, that makes sense, doesn't it? Makes sense to me.
Of course it makes sense, because orgasms are pleasurable. Coming feels good, so of course you want it. At least for now. As that anticipation builds, as that pleasure builds, as you find each word dropping into your mind, just enhancing, just building, just growing that desire. And the longer you listen, the better that feels, the more intense that desire gets. But really, the longer you listen, the better for you. Because the longer you listen, the more time you have before you feel that torment. Before those repeated, forced orgasms rush through your body and over your mind and make you feel so very sensitive and so very helpless.
Oh, doesn't that sound nice? I mean, it sounds nice to me, and I don't know if you know that I'm the queen of orgasms, but I am, so obviously I want you to come, and then come, and then come, and then come, and oh, I love seeing that. I love it when you beg. I love it when you beg to stop, but you're not gonna, because coming feels so good, and you know that I know that, because I love to come. So much. The wonderful thought of coming. I mean, oh, that just makes me want to just drop into it. Just remember what that feels. Remember each part of my body, how it feels, the sensations running through me, just like a current of electricity, just everywhere, all over my body, just tingling. And that feeling, oh, so good, isn't it? It's kind of like that wonderful dopey feeling, because really, being horny is a trance all of its own, isn't it? A wonderful, sexy kind of trance.
And once this file ends, and you give in to what you need, what you crave, once this file is ended, and you've come, well, all that's going to do is drive our words deeper into your mind. Once you give in to that, once you have that first orgasm, you're going to be committed. You're going to have given in. You're going to have locked yourself into that pattern of coming and coming and coming until, well, until you really can't take anymore. Until you're just lying there, spent, used. Until we've extracted all of the pleasure we want to take from you. And all of the suffering we love to see in you. Until we've taken all of that and twisted it together. And you're just left. Weirdly grateful for having been used in such a way.
Of course you'll be grateful. You'll feel so grateful that not just one, but two people want to share in that pleasure. Want to take your pleasure. Want to have it as their own, in fact. Sometimes just seeing a good toy's pleasure makes me want to pleasure myself. And I like that because as the queen of orgasms, I want to take yours and fuck it, and I want to have it and keep it and use it so I can come over and over again. And I know that thought is nice. That thought is wonderful. Think about that for a moment. Think about this beautiful voice coming loudly, thinking about the fact that you're lying there, touching yourself, unable to stop over and over again. It's just a cycle of need, a cycle of want, a cycle of desire, a cycle of coming and coming and coming and coming and Doesn't that sound so fucking good?
And it is such a cycle of need, because your need to come turns slowly more and more into a need to stop, and is always overlaid far more powerfully by a need to obey. Twisting your needs together, twisting them into something that's ever more useful for us, ever more pleasing for us, so that your every quake and quiver and clench is just melting through you, until by the end there's no thoughts in your mind but how sexy it is that you're so helpless, and how you just need to have one more, just one more, until you're completely spent. And how right now all that's building is that pleasure, that need, that horniness, that arousal that's building and building will be enough to get you over that first orgasm once this file has ended. And then after that, it's all downhill from there, through orgasm after orgasm after orgasm, through pain, until we've taken it all
and used it, twisted it. Knowing that now those orgasms are ours, and we can use them against you anytime we want to, but even knowing that, you don't care. Because I know what that feels like when it's like, I need just one more, just one more, and just one more, searching for that high over and over again, and you just can't stop. Your fingers moving up and down, rubbing in circles, running in spirals, just moving everywhere. All over each part of your body that feels the most pleasurable. You know that spot, you know those spots, you know those places that make you feel the best. And maybe you'll find new places, maybe. And you'll just be drowning so deep inside of that wonderful orgasmic pleasure you're feeling that you're just gonna have to find new spots that are just even more sensitive and start touching and playing and exploring your just sensitive, helpless, obedient body. Because at that point, really, when you're in that frenzy of orgasm, what's happening is it's taking over you, just like our voices have taken over you and started that process already. You can feel it. And it feels so fucking good. It does. You know it does. It's just pretty obvious that it does. And if I could see you right now, I would know exactly what you're doing. Is you're just writhing, maybe drooling a little, maybe desperate, definitely desperate. I know you're desperate. We both do.
And the desperation just builds and builds and builds. That desperation rises and rises as you wait, as you listen, as our words drop into you, conditioning you, changing you, shaping your mind for us, readying you for the task ahead, for the challenge ahead, for the pleasure, suffering, for our fun, readying you for what we're going to take from you and what we're going to give to you, what we're going to force upon you, readying you for all of those wonderful things that run through you and over you and around you, readying you to feel better and better. As each word, each syllable, each second, each breath you take just intensifies that arousal, ready to be used. Ready to explode through you in pleasure. Once you're allowed to wake, once you're permitted to escape from our words that keep twisting you deeper and make you feel better and better, hornier and hornier, needier and needier.
Of course you're so needy. And I mean, I think that you know that after exactly all of those orgasms, you're just gonna find it so much easier to just want to maybe need to exactly do exactly what you know that we're going to make you want to do, which is tell us how many orgasms you had. I mean, you might just find the need to write that number down, and you'll feel so proud of yourself, won't you? You'll feel so proud at how many orgasms you had. And that's a good obedient toy. Because you know that that is another way to show obedience. Such a good obedient little toy.
Because of course each orgasm you have is just associating pleasing us with that pleasure, and associating following our instructions with that pleasure, and associating even the pain or discomfort with more pleasure that comes from serving us, a vicious cycle that runs around and around. And that number that you've kept, that's just the target to beat the next time you listen.
It's good to have goals, isn't it? Oh, that's right.
Good to have goals that you can beat. Good to have goals to meet, that satisfaction in the challenge accomplished. And our challenge to you is to go until you can take no more. Our goal for you is to you to be just gone, for there to be nothing left but the warm mental pleasure of knowing you've done as we wanted. That you've pleased us, surrendered and submitted, given up and given in. Such a good toy.
That'll just feel so good. Because after all of that, you'll just feel so wonderful and know deep down in the back of your head that you'll want and need to listen again, when you can, of course, because it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to want and need and give your pleasure to someone else.
So once you wake, once we end, once you're permitted to think again, your only thoughts will turn to orgasm, your body acting beyond your control, your mind turning to those fantasies that make you the most horny, maybe even turning to particular videos or stories that you know will get the most pleasure out of you. And then you'll give us that pleasure. For so long as you can keep going and there's nothing else that you need to be doing, you will just keep coming. You'll keep going, forcing yourself over and over and over, however long that takes, as long as you've got the time for it. It's the time we're taking. As long as you have time, it's ours, and we're using it to make you come until you really can't. And once you can't anymore, you can relax, because you'll have done well and pleased us. Served so well.
You can just bask in that warm glow of obedience. That's a wonderful feeling. It's almost like coming.
And if, well, you're a little bit tired, a little bit sore, we're not going to have any use for your body for a couple of days after this. We don't mind if it takes you a little while to recover. But in a few moments, we're going to bring you back up. And as we raise you up, as we count down from 10 to 1 to bring you back to full wakefulness, you're going to find that each number we count just doubles that arousal running through you, doubles the depth that our words have dropped into your mind, doubles how good it's going to feel to push yourself past what you think you want.
Because even if you think that you don't know what it is you want right now, we know, and you know deep down inside that it is exactly what you want, that feeling, and it's rushing through you, that orgasm is just on the tip of your tongue, it's just your hands, they're already touching you, and I even know that, I can see it, I just feel it, I feel it inside, and if I were there, I might start touching myself looking at you too, but I'm not, so you're just gonna have to give me what I fucking want, you're gonna have to give us what we want. So, with each number, It is going to intensify that orgasm that's just building already, stirring inside of you, making you feel so very good.
So, rising up into that desperation and that need to serve in 10, coming slowly back to yourself.
9, feeling even more aroused and ready.
8, feeling our words wrapping even more tightly around you.
7, just anticipating the next number, feeling that excitement grow and build.
6, each number, building, building, building that need, that desperation until you're almost shaking within.
5, you're halfway there and you're just desperate. You just want us to speed this up, but no. I want to slowly take this from you because it's more delicious knowing that you have to wait just a little longer as you're just coming back up in.
4. Your conscious mind slowly coming back to awareness, slowly coming to the realization of quite how desperate you are.
3. Oh, just 2 more numbers. Can you handle it? Can you handle this anticipation? Do you want me to just stop speaking, or is my voice just helping you get there? Because I know that you know that these 2 voices inside is better than 1, that 1 that you're going to reach very soon.
And 2, getting closer and closer, so nearly there now, just the slightest bit of trance keeping you from giving us exactly what we want, from starting to serve us in the way that we have demanded.
Right on that edge, that delicious edge of waiting and wanting and needing, and you're just going to come, over and over and over again. I can hardly wait. Hardly stand it. I need it. We both need it, and so do you. And 1, wide awake.
Now come for us.
Mm.
Good toy.